14th, Blessed Lawrence of Villamagna, Confessor, First Order. Lawrence was born May 15th, 1476, at Villamagna, a large country estate near Ortona in the Abruzzi, Italy, of parents who were distinguished not only for the nobility of their birth, but equally much for the virtue of their lives. At an early age, Lawrence decided to join the Franciscan order and took the habit in the convent of Our Lady of Grace in the city of Ortona. His father was much displeased at this step and had his son seized and locked up. When presently, however, his father became more composed, Lawrence succeeded in overcoming his objections and returned in haste to the convent where he was professed in the order of the Friars Minor. After his ordination to the priesthood, he preached all over Italy with remarkable success. In this ministry, he converted very many people by his words and example. Indeed, it was less because of the eloquence of his speech than by reason of the sanctity and austerity of his life and his devotion to prayer. God favored him with the gift of prophecy. He was greatly venerated by the people, who proclaimed him a saint. Finally, while he was conducting the Lenten sermons at Ortona, he was stricken in the pulpit. Within a short time, he died in the Lord on June 6, 1535. The veneration always tendered Blessed Lawrence was confirmed by Pope Pius XI on February 28, 1923. On sudden death. In the Epistle to the Hebrews, it is written, chapter 9, verse 27, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment." Death then is certain, but the time of death is uncertain. We do not know when we shall die. So often death comes like a thief in the night when we least expect it. In the following of Christ, we read, "How many souls have been deceived and snatched unexpectedly from life. Such a one fell by the sword, another was drowned. Another, falling from on high, broke his neck. This man died at table, that other came to his end at play. And so death is the end of all, and man's life passes away suddenly like a shadow." For that reason, he adds the exhortation, "Be therefore always in readiness, and so live that death may not find you unprepared." If death's summons came to you today, would you be prepared? Consider that it is not a sudden death we should fear, but rather a sudden death may find us unprepared to appear before our judge. For thus we pray in the Litany of All Saints, "From sudden and unprovided death, deliver us, O Lord." The uncertainty of the day and the hour of our death should impel us to live in such a manner that we may always be prepared to die. Many die suddenly and unprovidedly. The author of the Imitation again says, "The best preparation for death is a holy life," for he adds, "Study therefore so to live now that in the hour of death you may be able rather to rejoice than to fear. Do now, beloved, do now what you can, for you know not when you are to die." Let us daily ask God in prayer for the grace to be conscientious in our work, faithful to his grace, attentive at prayer, regular in frequenting the sacraments, and constant in the performance of those good works and the practice of those virtues which are proper to our state in life, so that if in his designs we are to meet with sudden death, we may be prepared to meet him in that sacred moment when we depart hence. Consider that a sudden death is not necessarily anything tragic. It may be a blessing and a reward for a life that has been spent in holiness. Our good God spares such souls the agony that usually accompanies death. They do not have to witness the grief of loved ones standing by. They are spared the struggle with the angel of darkness in that final hour. They are not subjected to the pains of sickness, nor to the pangs of lengthened agony. Truly, such a death may be called a gift from God. We who are children of a saint, who called death by the familiar name of sister, would do well to cultivate a similar attitude towards death. If we lead a holy life by following the path he marked out for us in the rule, we may, like him, joyfully exclaim, "Welcome, sister death," no matter when the summons comes. Prayer of the Church. O God, who dost gladden us through the merits and intercession of Blessed Lawrence, thy confessor, grant, we beseech thee, that we who ask thy benefits may obtain thy graces. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Lawrence of Villamagna, pray for us. Thank you.